In addition to that, Canada. Do y'all know the old Canada song, the Canadian song? I know that we sing it a lot of times because we have a lot of Canadian teams in hockey, right? They're Canada, hockey Canada, that's synonymous. You know what I'm saying? Even though we hockey town here in Detroit, Michigan. But they sing a lot of the Canadian anthem. I don't know what it is. I don't want to disrespect it, so I want to make sure that I get it right. Y'all know, is it O Canada? Is that what it is? And we also get the Toronto Raptors. So when the Toronto Raptors come here, you see a lot of fans that is from Canada over there in Windsor drive over to the United States of America, and we see what's popping here. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of them in the stands when we go to NBA games and we play the Toronto Raptors. But remember earlier in the week and late last week where we were getting threats from Canada saying that they were going to do some of the toughest tariffs and throw surcharges and turn up the electricity costs and all of that stuff. Remember all of that? Y'all don't remember that? And then Trump said, listen, fam, we doing reciprocal tariffs, meaning that for anything that you decide that you want to retaliate with, we going to throw it on top of it. And so it's going to be a no-win situation. And we going to see who blinks first. We going to see who blinks first. Have y'all ever heard that Bad Meets Evil song with Eminem and Royce the 5'9"? Too hard. Yo, I done heard worse. We can get in two cars and accelerate at each other to see which one will swerve first. Two blind bandits panic whose mental capacity holds that of a globe on top of nine other planets. Kiss the cheek of the devil. Intelligence level was hellier than trouble. Peeking on speaker witness devil. Dismissal, I'm not a fair man. Disgrace the race of an atheist. Intercept the missiles with my bare hands like a patriot. Have y'all ever heard that song? Y'all never heard Bad Meets Evil? Because this is what happens when bad meets evil. And we hit the trees till we look like Vietnamese people. He's evil, and I'm bad like Steve Spiegel above the law because I don't believe in police either. Me neither. Y'all ain't never heard that song? Shout out to M. Shout out to Royce the 5'9". I don't always agree with their politics, but let's be clear. They are absolutely phenomenal in their lyricism. But, don't quote Bad Meets Evil. We love Bad Meets Evil. Shout out to you. Yeah. They blinked. We going to see who blinked first. And they blinked. So they tried to save face a little bit and say, oh, man, the secretary, we had a conversation with the secretary and all of this stuff. Yeah, but let's get into it. Again, make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. This is what's happening with old Canada, and Doug Ford, the premier, decided that he wanted to come on an interview, and this is what he said, and his pleading to the American people.
Joining me now is Doug Ford. He is the premier of Ontario. Mr. Premier, we appreciate you again making time for us here on Meet the Press Now. Obviously, Vaughn just noted it, and we've been reporting in the last several minutes here that you announced that you're lifting. What assurance?
Hold on,
obviously, Vaughn just noted it, and we've been reporting in the last several minutes here that you announced that you're lifting that 25% surcharge on electricity exports after talking with the Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Take us inside that conversation, if you will.
Let's fast forward a little bit
as we're duking it out back and forth. We can fortress, and as for the aluminum and steel. You know, 16% of the aluminum that the U.S. makes is produced in the U.S. The rest, vast majority of it, comes from Quebec, Canada, along with steel. But let's work together. Cooler heads have to prevail here, or we'll decimate both economies. And we're seeing it over the last few days.
Understood. So in your conversation then, obviously you've agreed to not implement the surcharge. Did the Commerce Secretary offer you anything in exchange? Was there an understanding that the U.S. would be making a concession as well?
Well, they made the concession of dropping the additional 25%. They had it up to 50% on the steel and aluminum and a meeting. We need to sit down at the table. We need to move forward this USMCA deal as soon as possible. Every single day that goes by, We see the market down over $4 trillion. Inflation's happening. Threats of assembly plants in the auto sector closing down on both sides of the border. Manufacturing, consumer confidence is down.
What he's basically saying to you guys is, because the question was asked, hey, did Trump drop his tariffs on y'all? He said Trump decided that he said that he would drop his reciprocal tariffs on us. And he promised us a meeting. Shout out to my Canadian brothers and sisters over there. You guys, absolutely. I admire your ability to be diplomatic and accept the original tariffs that Trump put on you and not want the reciprocal tariffs because for whatever reason, y'all decided that y'all wanted to get strong. You wanted to buck up. You wanted to show us who's boss. We glad that you decided to rescind those tariffs and appeal to the American people while at the same time seeking a meeting with the Trump administration to try to prevent this from continuing to go on. We salute you. We salute you. Bruto says he's right. A lot of steel and aluminum comes from Canada. That is the problem. This is the thing that I've been trying to tell you guys for a long time. That is the problem. The fact that we only make 16% of our aluminum here in the United States of America, that needs to increase. That's the whole point of Trump incentivizing and saving the steel and aluminum industry and telling them that they need to expand and find ways to reinvest inside of the United States of America because our industries need to be the industries that serve our industries. That's the whole point, is that we should not have over 84% of our aluminum being shipped inside the United States of America that's used for American products. Now you're starting to understand it. Now you're starting to get it. Now you see why we need to focus on making America great again. That is the entire premise behind what Trump is trying to tell you. We need to be less dependent. Doesn't mean that you can't be a partner if you are another country like Canada, but we need to be less dependent. And then we cannot have people taking advantage of us on other products and that they're blocking our ability to be able to sell products over to Canada, but they want to sell us more products. And then you think that that's best for the American consumers or for men, for women, for people in the future generation. They will be blaming you for not standing strong. They will be mad at you for not standing strong and being on top of it. They will. They will be blaming you because you did not get on board, you did not take care of business, and you was not on top of it. It's going to be your fault. It'll be your fault.
Need to sit down, get this done. We're the largest customer for the U.S. We love the American people, and I do. I spent 20 years of my life there, and I just want to make a deal that's a fair deal for both countries, and let's unite, and let's stick together.
So if I understood you correctly, there will still be a 25% tariff enacted on Canadian steel and aluminum tomorrow. Are you comfortable with that? Are you prepared to reinstate your surcharges potentially down the road?
Well, we have $30 billion of tariffs against the U.S. I can't stand tariffs. Let's work things out. Let's sit down. Let's make both countries prosperous and the greatest two countries in the world.
So, and short answer, the United States is still tariffing Canada, but we glad that y'all decided that y'all wanted to remove the tariffs and remove the electricity surcharges. We appreciate it. We need cheaper prices while we continue to build up U.S. infrastructure and have companies invested in our country.
And that's what we need to do. Rather than arguing back and forth, let's sit down and move forward.
Okay, Dizzle, hold on. This us versus them mentality is so stupid. I don't look at it as an us versus them mentality. Hey, remember when all of you Black Lives Matters advocates and you said, no, we don't want to hear all lives matters. We want to hear Black Lives Matters. And we said, well, why shouldn't all lives matters, or why shouldn't Black Lives Matters to Black people? and making sure that we don't kill our own within our own communities, how can we not spend any more time focused on that? And you said, just because Black Lives Matters doesn't mean that all lives don't matter, but we want to focus on making sure that we eliminate all of the problems and the police brutality and all of this stuff. Now, you were misguided and misdirected. I love your enthusiasm, but it doesn't mean that you didn't take on the wrong cause and it didn't make America any better. It just made us more divided. However, this is not a us versus them. This is me not letting you continue to use me and take advantage of it while I'm not benefiting from the relationship. A lot of y'all sit here and y'all say, and I like to always bring it back down to a seasoned perspective so you can better understand what's going on. If you are in a relationship with somebody, the person that you lay next to, and all you continue to do is give, and the only thing that they can do is say, look, my husband took care of me, but they not giving out, they not putting out, they not adding value, she won't cook, her house is dirty, so you got to go to work, you got to take care of the kids, you got to clean the house, and you got to make sure that she's taken care of, all so she can sit there and say, look, I got a good man, and the only thing you do is you get a shout out on TikTok, so all of these women can continue to take advantage of you. It's not a good relationship. You are being used. You are being misused. You are not reciprocating, and you are not adding value into his life just because you had his kids and you live in a soft life. That's why men say, what do you bring to the table? Because they now are smartening up and they saying, listen, it's cool. That's cute and all. You fine, but you ain't worth the squeeze. The juice ain't worth the squeeze. So what I have to do is I got to figure out what's best for me. And then I'm going to pour more into me instead of pouring into you because you're not pouring back into me. And so we got to take care of home first. We messed up in the United States of America, believe it or not. This is not a us versus them. This is a me making sure that I'm taken care of before I start focusing on what everybody else wants from me. I can't keep pouring into you if I got an empty cup. I say it all the time. You got to be selfish before you selfless. You have to be selfish before you're selfless. You got to get yourself together so that when I come into this relationship with you, I'm whole and I can give you more because I can pour over. My cup runneth over. I can't sit here and contribute into the community and my daughter is going to go to school and have to take out student loans. No, I got to make sure that I take care of home first. I got to get the beam out of my own eye. I'm not going to go over there and volunteer to go and clean up a park. If I got trash all over my lawn, I got to clean up my own lawn. That's all we doing over here in the United States of America. This is not a us versus them. This is what's best for me so that I can be a good partner for you. Tell your girl that. Tell the other, why you ain't call me today? Listen, you know I'm working, baby. You know I'm working. But you don't spend no time. You're not focused on me. Listen. I got to let you go. Then she going to start crying. But you tell her, say, hey, listen, I got to let you go. I got to pull back a little bit. I'm no good to anybody if I'm not good to myself. And then, you know, when I'm whole and when God is through with me, that means that I'm going to be the best version of me for you. But I can't pour out of an empty cup. If you want the best version of me, then this is what I got. And you know what she going to do? Oh my God, I love you so much. Thank you for being open with me and honest. Listen, I want to be there for you. I want to make sure. See, the tables is going to flip a little bit. And so for all of y'all that keep simping, like the United States of America for years and decades, my entire lifetime almost, has been simping for other countries. The minute that you start saying no and you stand up for yourself, you'll get more out of the relationship. Now they want to have a conversation. Now Canada wants to fly over and meet. Now they want to figure out how we can be better partners. Now you want to figure out how you can add value into the relationship. When it was one-sided, you didn't trip. You just didn't say nothing because you didn't want to upset what it is that you already had going on. But what we see now happening in the United States of America is similar to a man that was in an abusive relationship. Abuse don't always have to be physical because they know that we the stronger vessel. Other countries know that we got the strongest military in the world. So abuse is not always overt. Sometimes it's covert. And we've been getting abused financially. We've been getting abused emotionally, and now they're trying to manipulate us and act like they're our best friend, and they're not going to be our best friend if we don't continue to put money into their pockets. No, we got to fix ourselves. We got debt. We got to pay off our student loans. We got to make sure that our citizens is not treasonous. We got to get all of these people that's in our house that's been tearing up our house all of this time, these illegal immigrants, we got to get them out of there, and they got to go and get their own country together. Everybody need to fix themselves before we come back to the table. That is the translation of what America is right now and why Trump is saying, listen, we can't do it anymore. We got to make sure we fix home first. That's what's happening.
On this deal, we're the two most important allies in the world. And rather than fighting, we need to sit down and move forward and be united for the rest of the world to see.
So when you have that sit down with the Commerce Secretary and with the trade representative, what do you hope to accomplish? How do you walk out of that meeting on Thursday feeling like
this is the greatest show on earth? Because I'm going to break it down in a way that you can understand it, because it's not always conducive for you to look at it from a political or financial perspective. Sometimes you need it to relate to it in a way that actually is relatable for your life so you can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Things are better and will get better down the road.
Well, we have to make sure that we both send out a message. The markets, I always say, the markets dictate, and the markets have been tumbling. And hopefully that will give a little more certainty to people throughout the world, but especially in the U.S. and Canada. As the markets tumble, people's pension funds will get hurt, investments will get hurt. And that's the last thing we want to do as two great nations, is to hurt the people of the U.S. or hurt the people of Canada.
So coming to this agreement now, have you been in touch at all with the Prime Minister's office, with Justin Trudeau or Mark Carney, about the actions you're taking here? Are they backing you up?
Yes. I'll be heading down with the Finance Minister, Minister LeBlanc, and also Ambassador Hillman. We'll have a conversation with Secretary Lucknecht and his whole team. But this is a right decision on both sides. Nothing happens if you don't sit down and discuss the issues. Let's get the differences on the table. Let's come up with a solution and let's move forward.
I have to ask you, we've heard President Trump several times, and particularly in the last few days, make reference to Canada becoming the 51st state. Obviously, this is something that folks there in Canada have talked about, have responded to. What's your thinking about the president's comments on that? Is that something that you're taking seriously, at least coming from him?
Well, that's never going to happen. So let's move on from the 51st state. Let's move forward and talk about opportunities for Americans and Canadians. That's what we need to talk about. Future opportunities, protect ourselves against our foes around the world, be it China or anyone else that wants to try to economically or otherwise attack the U.S. and Canada. We need to stick together.
All right, Premier Doug Ford of Ontario.
Thank you, Doug Ford. We appreciate you for making sure that you are the voice of Canada. We think that you are a reasonable person, and we look forward to finding out exactly what those talks are and if they bear fruit. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Anton from AntonDaniels.com is going to continue to cook. I'm going to continue to break it down from a C student's perspective, and I want y'all to understand what's going on, and that's why I love you. I love you, so that you can then go back to your people and say, hey, this is what's happening between the United States of America and Canada. Let me tell you what's happening. It's like a relationship, right? We don't want to be misused. You might not be able to break it down the way that I break. Put it in your own words, okay? When you go and talk to your people and you're having these conversations, try to make it to where you can put it in your own words. Don't say it exactly the way that I said it, because it may not hit the same. You know, you may not be able to spit it the same way that I spit it, but put it in your own words, take what I said, and then use it accordingly so that you can educate your own people, and then we can spread the word, all right?